how can we invite our clients and customers to show us how they're using and enjoying our product and or getting customer insight and language into what they do or say about our product that can help us broaden our marketing efforts or kind of get different angles.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
I'm going to be honest, as a marketer, it is really hard for me to just enjoy and experience things from a consumer's perspective. I am literally always thinking things like, wow, I wonder how much money they put into their ads, or dang, that is such a brilliant way to market that. And of course, my ultimate, this worked on getting me to buy something. How can I apply those same principles to my own business? I cannot help it. Like, even if I'm out with my daughters or I'm watching TV, like you do not want to watch Shark Tank with me, or I'm at a concert with Drew or scrolling through Instagram, I always have my eyes and ears open to glean insights from the marketing tactics used by the brands that we all know and love and that we all experience on a day-to-day basis. Though it can get a little intense when I cannot shut off my marketing brain, which is really hard for me with ADHD, you are about to benefit from this little quirk that I have. So what I've done today is I've rounded up five unique marketing tactics that I've seen recently that left me wondering, why is nobody else doing this? Inside of this episode, we're going to unravel the genius behind marketing campaigns that have set new industry standards, from Taylor Swift's ingenious fan engagement strategies to Top Chef's blend of culinary expertise and branding magic. So get ready to be inspired and leave this episode armed with fresh ideas that you can apply to your own business, because these are not your mama's marketing tactics. So if you are ready to explore the uncharted territory of marketing brilliance, grab a pen and paper or your favorite note-taking app and let's dive on in. When it comes to running a thriving business, nothing matters more than generating revenue. I mean, money talks, right? But salespeople aren't just closing deals. They're tracking down leads, they're forecasting growth, whipping up reports, managing contacts, creating content, crunching numbers. The list goes on and on and on. With the holidays around the corner, there's a better way to close deals. It all starts with the new HubSpot Sales Hub. With HubSpot Sales Hub, your data, tools, and teams are fully linked inside a smart and highly customizable platform that feels good to use. You can turn prospects into customers all in one place. Plus, sequences and smooth workflows help reps streamline tasks and spend more time on what they do best, which is connecting with your customers. With Sales Hub, closing deals is no big deal. Try it for yourself at HubSpot.com/sales. That's HubSpot.com/sales. Just checking in, are you sleeping well? Because this episode is sponsored by Bioptimizers. My favorite product is their Magnesium Breakthrough, which contains all seven forms of magnesium designed to help calm your mind and stay asleep. Visit magbreakthrough.com/golddigger and enter the code golddigger for 10% off any order. So one of my highlights of this summer was that we got to see a ton of live music, which is actually kind of funny because when Drew and I were dating, it was something that we loved to do. And then life happened and my business grew and there was a pandemic and we had children and live music kind of went out the door for a while. So this summer we saw about five different concerts and one of them was Beyonce. And it was wild to me because I love Beyonce. Like, Destiny's Child were the posters in my bedroom growing up. I know every single word to her Writings on the Wall album. And we were at a play date on Saturday and I heard this woman in passing say, oh my gosh, I'm going to the Beyonce concert in a couple days. And I was like, wait, Beyonce's coming to Minnesota? And she's like, yeah, Minneapolis. So that night I went online and I was thinking, there is no way I'm going to be able to get tickets. Like, the concert was literally a few days away. Well, I was able to, which led me to think, okay, why is Taylor Swift selling out in minutes when I was able to buy tickets for the Beyonce show just a few days before she stepped on stage? These women are both superstars. They're both incredibly talented. They're both esteemed performers. So what is it that was so different about Taylor? Now, this marketing lesson has to do with how Taylor Swift marketed her Eras tour. Here are some of the things that I was able to pinpoint because I literally was thinking about this, especially when Beyonce took the stage an hour and 40 minutes after the concert began, which wasn't my favorite thing in the world. But let me tell you, oof, she was fire. Like, it was good. Okay, so what did Taylor do different than Beyonce? So first, scarcity. So do you remember, and I'm about to age myself, do you remember the Tickle Me Elmo effect? Like, there was this time when I was a child growing up and everyone was going nuts over these Tickle Me Elmos. I feel like Taylor Swift had this Tickle Me Elmo effect because of scarcity. She had her first few concerts sell out in minutes. I mean, like seconds, which created this scarcity factor and had people hovering over their mouse before the concert was even released. Like, everyone was waiting. And I feel like she nailed the scarcity piece, right? We've seen this used in marketing in different ways where there's limited quantities or limited timing. You have to be on and ready to purchase. And I feel like Taylor really nailed that. Like, if your first few launches sell out or have that scarcity, then you're going to be able to leverage that in terms of your marketing, which absolutely worked for Taylor. Now, another thing that I thought about, especially because I got to see the crowd at the Beyonce show, which was fascinating, like the best people watching in the world. Drew would be talking to me and I would not be listening because I would be looking at all the concert goers and their outfits. But Taylor is more multi-generational. I saw in my feed more moms, daughters, grandmas going to the concert. It is a more wholesome concert that you could bring anyone to, from your grandma to your five-year-old. And so I feel like something that is different about Taylor is that her music and her art spans many different generations. One thing Taylor also gets right that I love and I think we can learn from are surprise releases. Like, she is known for these surprise album drops. For example, when she released her album Folklore, she announced it just hours before it was available to stream, which honestly is a little bit risky in my opinion, but this generated immense excitement and anticipation among her fans for the hours before they were releasing it. And they were in for something unexpected. Now, from a marketing standpoint, I think the pre-launch period is really important, especially if you're getting your feet wet, if you're not Taylor Swift, but it's worked for her. Like, she surprises and delights every step of the way. Another thing that Taylor does really well is she has a very interactive fan experience. So Taylor incorporates these interactive elements into her tours, like wristbands that light up in sync with the music, or she encourages her fans to dress up in specific themes. I saw those bracelets that everyone was wearing to her Eras tour. These experiences make attending her concerts feel super unique and memorable and kind of get people like in the costume, like in their persona that matches the vibe, which I love. Like, how can you create this community, this culture that people want to be a part of, whether it is through merchandise, whether it is through the way they're showing up, whether it's through the music? Like, there's so many different ways that she does this really well. So how can we apply Taylor Swift's principles to our own businesses? Think about how you can get people hyped up for your next release or launch. Like, what can you leverage to give that scarcity factor? You can also think about, like, how are you building up the hype? Now, Taylor can do these album drops, but what are you doing to build up the hype so that people are like, this is really important. I don't want to miss this. I need to take action now. Another thing to think about is, how can you encourage your diehards, like those people in your community, to bring others with them? So you could have them invite a friend to the challenge, take an online course, book a service, have a different like partner program or a way for them to do referrals. I think that's really smart. And then lastly, how can you make the experience more memorable and more shareable? There are so many amazing statistics about what Taylor's concert did in terms of the economy, whether it's with hairdressers or nail artists or different vendors in the cities that she attended. And so how can you give more of that experience that people want to share? Because I think part of Taylor's impact with her tour was that everyone wanted to share that they were there, right? And so it made it really memorable, really shareable. It was like this whole event. Okay, the number two marketing thing that I've seen lately that I thought was brilliant. So Coco has this little speaker. It's called a Tony's speaker. And we got it for her third birthday. And it was one of those toys where I was like, this is either going to collect dust or it is going to get used all the time. Spoiler alert, it is the best toy we have ever bought our child. It gets used for hours every single day. So what I love about it, it's this little box. You can put these figurines on it and it'll sing songs and tell stories from whatever the figurine is. So you could have like a Moana figurine and it would play music and tell the story of Moana, and it'll incorporate different characters' voices. Coco listens to it every day. So a parenting hack from me, I'm not an expert parent, but Coco will often wake up early before we want to get up. And so in the morning, if she wakes up before us, she'll do Tony's and she'll listen to different stories and we'll say, okay, do three stories today or do two stories today. And we make it this exciting experience. So anyways, this is the speaker. We use it every single day. So her charger for her Tony stopped working, which made us realize how often we use it and how integral it is for quiet times or the early mornings or even when she winds down for bedtime. So it took a few days for us to get the Amazon speaker, but we didn't want to get out of our quiet time habit, which was happening in the summer, which was such a blessing. So we had to find a different solution. So Drew went on to Spotify and he found some of these different stories that were very similar to what Coco was used to listening to. So she's listening to these stories and she yells out to me and she's like, Mom, they're talking about Tony's on here. And I was like, wait, what? I run into her room. And what we had found was that Tony's, the brand, the company, the toy, had uploaded free content onto Spotify that was very aligned with the content that they sell. And then in those episodes, they had call to actions to go buy the actual speaker. I just thought it was so brilliant because one, it was so aligned. We were trying to replace Tony's with Tony's. And two, they were giving away epically free content that was aligned with the paid version of what they were doing. So what can we learn here? We have witnessed a strategy of giving away free value and then trying to upgrade people for years. But I loved this because people could still experience their paid content, but there were specific call to actions on how to make that experience even better. A reminder for us as marketers is that we should not be afraid to give away the good stuff, right? To get people results, to share the secrets. People who enjoy it are going to want to pay for what they've got, and they're not going to be as afraid to invest in that upgraded solution. So you want to make sure that when you are giving away free content, you're not wasting people's time. You're giving them the entertainment or the knowledge or the blueprint or the template or whatever you're giving away, and that it's super valuable. But then into that content, you have those solid call to actions that will allow them to have a frictionless process of what that upgrade looks like. So it was one of those reminders, and Alex Hormozi's new book talks about this a lot, of like, don't waste people's time. I think oftentimes we're too afraid to give away really good stuff because we're like, well, that's my paid stuff. But if you waste someone's time, there's no way they're going to pay more and upgrade. And so how can you give away really good value that is that introductory level or that ability to be enhanced and then invite people to enjoy that enhanced experience? By the way, if you want to get a Tony box, I've linked it in the show notes. But let me tell you, if you have a kid that's like ages 3 to like anywhere above, this is an amazing solution. What I also love about it, I just got to give a plug, is that it has no screens on it. So it's not like your kid can like go down rabbit holes or anything like that. And you can build up the collection. So if you buy the speaker once for birthdays or celebrations, you can buy the little figurines. And so Coco has this whole collection of all these different Disney characters that she loves. And I just love it because she's seen the movies. And so when she listens to these stories, she's able to kind of imagine it in her brain. Anyways, I love it. Parenting hack. If you love Gold Digger, you will love Business Made Simple, hosted by Donald Miller, brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network. Business Made Simple takes the mystery out of growing your business. This summer, Donald hosted a Double Your Revenue Challenge where he gives you one simple thing each day to increase your revenue. You can start it at any time, and by the end of 2 weeks, you'll be positioned to dramatically increase your revenue by the end of the year. Listen to Business Made Simple wherever you get your podcasts and start taking action to double your revenue today. I'm not going to deny, I absolutely love the back to school feeling in the air, like getting back on track with routines and also getting back on track with our health. One thing I think we could all focus on a little bit this season is better sleep. Sleep impacts literally everything. It's a key to our body's rejuvenation and repair process. It controls hunger and weight loss hormones, boosts energy levels, and impacts countless other vital functions. If you focus on nothing else, focus on your sleep. It'll improve your well-being more than anything else. That's why I recommend you start taking Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. It contains all 7 forms of magnesium designed to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. Once your sleep is optimized, you're going to find it so much easier to tackle all of the other major aspects of your health. Visit magbreakthrough.com/golddigger and enter the code golddigger for 10% off any order. This special offer is only available at magbreakthrough.com/golddigger. Okay. Number three marketing hack that I saw recently that I thought was brilliant was product grouping for niches. So we spent the entire month of August up north in our favorite little Minnesota town. It's like a town of 1,200 people. It is a sweet tourist destination for so many people. We've gotten to know a lot of the local entrepreneurs there. And we swung into my friend Abby's shop. It's called The Big Lake. It's in Grand Marais, Minnesota. If you're around, swing in there. And I saw something in there that was so simple, but so genius that so many of us forget. And that was product grouping. So Abby was out on the street and she knows that I have chosen to live a sober lifestyle. And so she's like, Jenna, you got to go and check out. I created this whole sober living section because Abby is just like me. She chooses to not drink. And so she created this whole section in her shop and it had greeting cards with sentiments like sober looks good on you. She also had different sparkling drinks, fancy cups, CBD drinks, alcohol-free wine. She had a book about sobriety. Like she had this whole little section of products for people that would enjoy them. And it made it so easy to want to buy a bunch of stuff at once. And what Abby said is I asked her, I'm like, Abby, can I talk about this in a podcast? And she said, this was a passion project for me and I wasn't sure how it was going to go, but people are pumped about it. She said, I know two customers who have driven all the way up from Duluth. That's like 2.5 hours just to buy a bunch of non-alcoholic beverages. Having this empowered space for folks who don't drink alcohol, it makes my heart so happy. And I loved this idea for so many reasons. One, it's something that Abby is passionate about, which means people that are shopping there are probably also aligned or know someone who might be. And it really made me think of like, how often do we get so focused on pushing our own stuff that we forget that we can also connect people with other products that they might like, whether they're products from another business or someone else's products? Like Abby had this vision and then she curated everything from greeting cards to cups to books, all these different things that if someone likes one of these things, they're probably going to like more of these things, increasing that customer's value and also increasing what they're likely to invest. A lot of times people are looking for these all-encompassing solutions versus an answer to one question. So what is it that we can learn here? Whether you just do it out of the goodness of your heart or you use things like affiliate links to track sales and make commissions, doing more product roundups or groupings will help guide your customers to more products that they'll like. And it's a super easy way for you to increase their lifetime value and help increase their satisfaction. You become this go-to person for whatever category you're serving. I know for me, like we talk about the non-toxic skincare that I use and people were like, okay, what products do you use? So we grouped all the products together. Then we said, here are additional tools that can be helpful. And so think about ways that you can not just talk about your own product or service, but how you can make this experience that if somebody likes A, they're probably going to like B, C, and D. What does that look like from a business perspective? And how can you make their experience so awesome that they want to keep filling their cart either physically or metaphorically? And I just love this idea of product groupings and thinking through, okay, what does the ideal customer want? What do they need? And what are they most likely to enjoy? Okay, number four is all about thinking of unique ways to enjoy your product. Okay, so one of my favorite TV shows of all time beyond Shark Tank is Top Chef. I am obsessed with Top Chef. And every single season, they do this challenge where they give the chefs one ingredient where every chef has to use it. And then they challenge them to use it in as many creative ways as they can. So they recently did one with a Ritz cracker. This is a household staple. You might have them in your pantry. And the chefs were so creative of how they could use it in a bunch of different ways. So they used it as a base. They used it as a crumb coating. They used it as a pie crust, a filling, a stuffing. Like there were so many ways that they took a random cracker and made it into something magnificent. I love this idea of challenging your customers to show you how they are using your product or talking about you, your product, or your services to see if there are more ways that you might not have thought about things or different angles that you could approach your marketing from. Like, there is a good chance that what you do is more versatile than you know, and you are so ingrained in how you market your thing that you might be missing different ways or different angles to talk about it, to show it. And what I love about this also is that it gives Ritz crackers a million different ways to show like, hey, you buy this one thing, here are 10 different ways you can use it. sometimes when we approach things from one linear angle, the angle that we created it from, we're missing the ways that our customers are actually using it or talking about it. And so I feel like there's a really cool way for us to get more feedback, get more marketing content, get more angles. I also think that this is a great example of aligned partnerships. Like Ritz is obviously paying to be on Top Chef. Not only are they seeing creative ways to have their products used, but they're also getting this incredible national product placement in front of hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of foodies who are watching this show, which again shows these customers or potential customers the versatility of this staple. So this is like a twofold. What can we learn here? So first, how can we invite our clients and customers to show us how they're using and enjoying our product and or getting customer insight and language into what they do or say about our product that can help us broaden our marketing efforts or kind of get different angles? And another takeaway here is, are there any organic or paid partnerships that could get your offer in front of more of the right people in a way that makes sense? These are the two questions I want you to think about when it comes to marketing. What can we learn from Ritz Crackers and Top Chef? The last one is my favorite one. Chatbot automation. Why are you guys not doing this yet? This one is not entirely new, but it is something I think more people need to talk about and utilize in their business. We have officially been using chatbot automation and funnels for exactly 1 year. It has been the biggest game changer for our marketing, and it is such a quiet marketing strategy. I was on a coaching call yesterday, and we spent probably 60% of the call talking about chatbot automation, how we're using it. What I'm referring to is, if you've noticed on my posts on Instagram where I can say like, comment the word confident or comment the word bootcamp or comment 25X and I'll send you a link to X, Y, and Z. In this last year alone, using chat automation, we have been able to get over 40,000 brand new email subscribers off of Instagram organically, not paid, and onto my email list. 40,000 new email subscribers. These are people who are following me online but weren't on my email list. We've also been able to generate nearly $1 million in additional revenue. Like, that is from this one method alone, which is chatbots. This is not only a way to get people off of the apps and onto your email list, but it's also an effective way to drive people to where you want them to go, to send them reminders, to track different funnels, to see different results, and to understand what your efforts on Instagram are actually doing. We've also been able to grow our VIP broadcast channel to like 30,000 people, which means we can send out a DM to every single person who has opted in for that channel. It is a way quicker line of communication, meeting people where they are, not taking them out of the app, but growing our efforts in other ways. We've used this to promote launches, to get webinar signups, to connect people to free resources, to drive affiliate sales, to get podcast downloads, so much more. And all of it is automated. If you want to learn more about exactly how we're doing this and who's doing it for me, DM me, hop onto Instagram right now, Jenna Kutcher, DM me the word chat, C-H-A-T, chat. Just send me a DM with the word chat and I will send you information on how this works and you'll get to see it working in real life. Again, just hop onto Instagram at Jenna Kutcher, DM me the word chat. You can see how it works and you can get connected to the person and the company that is doing it for us that has given us these insane, insane results. Why are you not doing this yet? This is huge. Even if you have a small following, this is a much better user experience, a much greater conversion rate, and an awesome way to test out and see what offers are performing for you.
Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply.
So there you have it, 5 cutting edge marketing tactics that you can try today to elevate your brand, captivate your audience, and set your business on a path to new heights. Remember, the marketing world is so dynamic and ever evolving, and these unconventional approaches might just be what your brand needs to stand out from the crowd. As always, keep on innovating, keep experimenting, and keep asking that vital question, how can I apply this strategy to my own business? Thank you so much for tuning in, and until next time, keep on digging your biggest goals.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.